Peter Meyer is here, former board member of the Hudson City School District Board of Education, among a lot of other things. He's also a journalist. And Olivia Atti, who he says is his gal Friday, is here. And
wait, what?
Do you know what that is?
No, I don't.
Go ahead, Tom.
No, I'm not going to touch that.
How is Olivia's voice coming
gal
through?
Friday?
Testing
one. I guess
two.
Gal,
is it good?
Yeah.
Now, gal Friday?
I don't know. I was admonished once for using the word gal, believe it or not.
Okay, girl Friday.
Peter, you got to get close to the mic.
And also,
there you go.
Also our research assistant and instructor in the school. So I want to make sure. I give Olivia credit for what she's helped us do with this program. So
first of all,
thank you.
Tell me what grades you're doing this project in.
So we've been going about a year and a half, and we started slowly with third graders. We did some summer school with fourth graders. And for this past year, we have done fifth grade, all of the fifth grade in the intermediate school,
and
150 kids.
What does that mean that you're doing it? How many hours a week, or how do you measure it?
So we have 150 kids, as I said. We divided one period per class. But we're doing them in spates of two classes per trimester, right? So that, and each trimester has two groups of fifth graders and 12 lessons per trimester. So,
and are these classes that you've brought up from the third grade?
No.
Did they start?
No. So we had some third graders and we did a class of third graders for 12 weeks, and then we did some fourth graders. We did a class of fourth graders, and then the principal, Mr. Brenneman, said, "Why don't we do this for the entire fifth grade?" So that's where we went from, one class of third graders, and then we did one class of fourth graders. This year was the big year. We're all of the fifth graders in the intermediate school, and we're just finishing up, coming to the end of our final group, right, Olivia?
Like, we have 2 weeks left? 2 weeks?
Yeah, 2 or 3 weeks left. That'll be and that's the final group of kids for the fifth grade this year.
What is the project exactly? It's teaching them the basics of journalism?
Yes, but literacy. The point of it is a literacy program tied to journalism. I've been a journalist a long time, and I've also been in education a long time. And as someone who knows who E.D. Hirsch is, I saw there's an opportunity here. It says, wait a minute, let's put all of this together, because I don't know about you guys, but the education system for the last 10 years, a lot of people don't like this, but they decided to go with fact-based, knowledge-based education, and that's what this whole Common Core has been about. And so I saw a good opportunity to put that Common Core, which is fact-based and knowledge-based education, which Tom and I are a hero in many respects. Mr. Hirsch, E.D. Hirsch.
My mentor.
Your mentor.
He's
sort of the informal godfather of the core knowledge.
And I guess part of your agenda is that now more than ever we need to be fact-based.
Well, I fell right into it. I got a wonderful little note from one of my mentors, who is most teachers will remember. His name, Doug Lamov, has had a couple of big best-selling books about teachers and teaching, and he happens to be a friend of mine. And he wrote me right after the New York Times did their wonderful piece on the program a couple months ago. And Doug Lamov said, it's funny, because I met with Doug, who's written a number of best-selling books about teachers and teaching techniques, and Doug said, it's funny, at first I thought the death of the newspaper when you first told me about this idea, and I thought it wasn't going anywhere, and now and he foretold the slashing of staff at major papers and the closing of so many. It was a challenging year for your project. And then he realized now I wonder if it's the reason for the project. And I think that's the point. We're putting the fact-based program in front of the kids, which is now part of the education system. But even more important, it's teaching them how to do journalism at the same time. And a lot of the research on teaching and learning. And I was just talking to your previous guest out in the waiting room, and we both recognized that writing and teaching and learning is done in a very narrative way. Some of the most effective teaching is done through narrative, and that's what journalism does.
So in other words, to make the point, it's not about career training, really. It's more about learning how to establish facts and verify facts.
Yes.
Also, the kids just understand it immediately. They understand that they take what's in front of them, what they've written down themselves during notes, and they make their own story out of it. It connects very easily to them.
What's your interest, Olivia? Are you a journalism major?
English.
English.
But
I would
like to teach in the future, so this is a good learning opportunity for me.
You're here at the community college?
Yes.
Yeah. And did you go to local Hudson school system?
Born and raised, yeah.
There you go. So you have that connection with all the kids, or the young people that you work with?
With the kids and the teachers.
And the teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And do they come to you with problems like they might not go to Mr. Mayor?
I haven't noticed that at all. But also, he's my boss, so I can't.
Oh, he's your boss.
Anything.
Oh, okay. I don't mean that kind of problem. I mean problems about, you know, what they might perceive as the obstacles to doing what they're trying to do.
No.
Yeah.
We have, putting in a plug for all the work that this takes, we have a fairly sophisticated curriculum, including lesson plans. Each lesson plan, you know, we discuss before we introduce to the kids, and then afterwards we talk about how it worked and how it didn't work. And part of what made the Times you interested in it, because we are introducing these kids, one of the part of the curriculum is introducing the kids to real newspapers. So
where do you find them?
Yeah. Well, what there kids? Are. Kids
are real newspapers.
Right. There are a couple. Right. Yeah.
So we bring in from every three or four classes. We bring in stories from the New York Times. What have we introduced the kids to?
Their favorite so far has been Nut, What Nut, The Squirrel at Wits to Survive. It's a funny, cute story about how squirrels survive and how they have adapted and what they can survive and everything. But it intrigues them because it's about a squirrel, which they see every day living here. So,
do they fact check the articles that they look at, that they read?
No. We haven't gotten to that stage yet with them, but we would like to.
Yeah.
So, they have to read the paper. The story, we have to go various different ways of introducing the story for them to look at different ways. I stole something from Bard called a critical reading form, and that's when they look at the New York Times piece with fresh eyes, and they have to talk about what the five W's, and they've got to recognize what the five W's are. What was their two most important?
You know, our audience, we don't really know much about them, but maybe you should tell them what the five W's are.
No. Olivia, go. You're on.
You're on.
Five W's. Who, what, when, where, why, how is a distant cousin.
It's got a W at the end.
And we actually added weather to the five W's because going to work with the kids every class. We start out with the going to work. They were the date, time, place, weather, page number, five W's, five senses. Yeah, just to get them warmed up.
What's amazing to me, and I hadn't originally planned on introducing this to third graders, fourth and fifth graders. When I was mapping this out, it was supposed to be, you know, your seventh and eighth grade journalism And it wasn't until, you know, Mark Brenneman caught me. He said, why don't you do it now? Why don't you start doing it now? And let's do third graders. And then he said, you know, and then they said, well, how about fourth graders? And so here we are. And I'm completely convinced that these kids learning this stuff at this age is hugely important to literacy and learning skills that will then help create building blocks to create more literacy. And just I brought an example, which it won't take me. I'm showing this to Tom and Ellen, and this is what a third grader did after four or five lessons. And after I brought in one day, I found a moth on the courthouse lawn, a big one of these big exotic moths. It was a multicolored. And I brought it in. Of course, the kids were first horrified at first, and I had a little box. And then they got to, then it became a kind of a class, you know, pet, if you will. It was dead. And in any case, and here is, this is what these kids learned about journalism. And I'll let Tom read it. See if you can read that. It says it's not that long, and this is what these kids wrote.
Register Star, August 18th, 2016, $1.25, by Mallory Bouchon.
Sorry,
you're right.
Yeah, sorry.
Moth found at the courthouse. A big moth. This moth is dead, but it was real. It's black, orange, and white. It was also big and beautiful. It was found on July 2016, and it also looked fuzzy. The guy that found it, his name was Peter Mayer.
Meyer.
He's 66.
Oh, my God.
He's a nice man.
How about that?
The end. Did you put him up to that? He's a nice man, then? that's great.
Bribed him, yeah.
That's it. That Ellen, how many times did you hear the five W's? I mean, right?
They got it.
Yeah. And they put it into a story, and these are third graders. So I'm.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It's just exciting.
Yeah. And he illustrated it, I should mention.
Mm hmm.
We have those elements, you'll realize, and this is what we go over and over again. So we have the name of the paper, they have a date, they have a price. They love the price.
They're just waiting for somebody to pay for it.
There's been some ludicrous prices. Like, I've had a kid last trimester who had it as $1 million to buy the
paper. You know, that's the old principle. You sell one apple in the Depression, sell one apple for $1 million.
They love, so they're learning about economics the hard way.
Yeah.
And headlines, that's the way they're learning about. So you've got a headline, and then they have an illustration. We're not using computers. So they have we don't have digital cameras that they take pictures with, but they are doing their own illustrations and then what the one missing thing, this is why we use this as a learning tool. It's missing something that goes with a illustration in a newspaper article or a magazine article, and there's something that goes with a picture.
The name of the photographer or illustrator?
That's very good, but there's one other thing.
A caption.
Yeah.
A caption. Yeah. So, right? So we got the caption. Mm-hmm. There we go. But the kids, this is kind of these wonderful basic things that they're learning, and we're doing it over and over again. And then they're writing stories about a New York Times story. So, and on Monday, we have Tate the Barber. Is coming in from Main Street, and the way we work it is when a guest comes in,
press conference.
We're wearing our press hats.
Yeah.
The kids actually drew this for us.
You wouldn't be here.
We wouldn't let you in.
Where is the New York Times?
You need your credentials.
There was a wonderful illustration of what the kids do when they make their own press passes.
When was this in the New York Times?
And
wasn't that long ago?
What does it say here? Is there a date on that? It was in March, I think.
Yeah. Way back in March.
Maybe April.
Promoting literacy with journalism education.
If you turn a couple pages, there is a sample of, and this is our certificate.
Look at those. Here are the press passes. Wow.
Aren't they great?
Photographs or people.
They're not photographs. They're drawings.
And this is great too. So this is an after school program? This is part of the regular curriculum.
Yeah. Which makes it so I mean, we're very lucky to be in the...
They must love coming into this.
Well, yeah, until except on the days when they don't. You know, fifth graders, I don't, you know, they're beautiful, but they have some wonderful stuff.
And I was just thinking, you were talking about the missing caption. I met someone recently who reluctantly admitted that she was, quote, a writer for Us Weekly. And I said to her, oh, so you write captions?
Thanks, Ola. I was, when I was at Life magazine, we did a big transition into what my one of my colleagues called the text block era. You know, and that's the similar, similar kind of thing. Unfortunately, a lot of magazines and newspapers have been going through a lot of transitions. But we're bringing it back in Hudson. These kids, I am so happy with the kinds of things that they're doing and they're learning and the excitement. They're bringing back narrative, I think, and it's a beautiful thing. And I'm really, I can't thank the school district enough for letting us do this. Well, and we use the teachers. I just, to put a plug in for the teachers, the way the program is the one programs run is with the teacher, the classroom teachers are in the room when we are that when we're in the room. So an Olivia and I, or she is in one classroom and I'm in another, we run the program, but the teachers, the classroom teachers, are there, they help out, and it's really a wonderful thing.
Well, you know, it does remind me of the days that Edie Hirsch was generating this whole notion, because he began thinking about these issues when he was thinking about teaching composition 101. He was trying to develop a better method for teaching 101, because so many of us, and I was a graduate student at the time teaching 101, were giving these assignments that had no content. And that was the problem. You know, you can't expect, I mean, even though you're 18, you're still young and don't, you know, have a lot of experience or whatever, or access to a lot of fact. And what he found was that it was just the lack of material, lack of facts, that made it hard for them to write well as beginning students. And that was the journey that began. You know, he studied then the Washington Post and figured out what level of grade level it was written at. And then, you know, it developed into what you became a champion of, his cultural literacy.
Well, the research caught up with it. I mean, the research came to find out that he was right.
But
we had spent the last, we in general, but the education system has spent the last 20 or 30 years talking about how you feel and what you think. And,
and believe me, those assignments, from a teacher's perspective, are probably the worst things in the world to read. You know, I mean, you know, you want to be sympathetic to 18-year-olds, but they don't really have that much to say.
Oh, I didn't say that.
I mean,
teachers, I didn't say that.
Of that kind of thing.
Peter Myers.
No, it was very nice. Since I started, I did a piece for Life magazine on Hirsch in 89, I think. So I was up there and followed his career in this field, and it was very nice for me to sort of see everybody catch up to him. And I know it's very tough. It's been very tough on the education system and for teachers. The fact-based and knowledge-based education have been accompanied by tests, and they're so hateful. But I think a lot of the research, and when done correctly, I think it's really good for the kids and good for the education system. And I back to our program. I think it's, as I said, it's just been a wonderful coincidence to have us sort of this come together to see what journalists do if done properly. I mean, God, they've been raked over the fires, as we all know, by our president, and some of it obviously is deserved, but there's a lot of what we're doing with this program is also helping people understand what journalists actually do. I mean, I've been doing this for 40 years, you know, and a lot of what journalists do is pretty damn important, and I'm hoping we communicate some of that to these kids.
Olivia, do you write?
Yes.
Have you published any of your work yet?
Online, there's an app called Wattpad that I publish some things on, or that I have in the past, but not recently. I've been working a lot, school, things like that.
I would think the online venues are probably a good way to begin, right? I mean,
yeah. You get feedback from people that you don't really know, so you you can take it critically without getting offended.
But it's also
she doesn't have time to write for our program. Okay. We're busy.
Of course, the problem with the online journalism is like some of it's not really journalism, and some of it's hard to sort it out, right?
The basics are still the basics, mm-hmm. you know, and I got to put in another plug for the parts of speech and sentence diagram. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but some of those things are something basics that would
let's be hear nice it for the nuns yeah. who well, tortured sorry. Us with our diagram sentences. They actually wasn't torture. I love doing that, frankly, but
I never remember diagramming sentences.
Well, that's because you didn't have nuns.
Yeah,
no, I didn't have nuns. That's right.
Father Ignatius for 3 years of diagramming, you know. I know. So, trust me, we're not doing sentence diagramming in our journalism
no,
program.
Got a little off track there.
Reassure people. Peter, although it would be nice.
We're talking with Peter Meyer and Olivia Atti this afternoon on the Thursday afternoon show.
And you're Ellen Thurston.
I am, and you are Thomas DiPietro.
Thank you, Ellen. And we're talking about school life media. Is that a larger project, school life media, or is that what you're calling this project?
You're very perceptive. That's a great question. Yes, originally I had big plans or bigger plans, and we were going to do a whole knowledge base program to take knowledge base education on the road, and the journalism part came, and we haven't looked up since. We haven't had a chance to do anything more. Olivia's can testify to how much work this is getting it ready and taking it to the kids and doing it right. I mean, I've been an education journalist for some 20 years now, and I know how easy it is and how prevalent doing it wrong can be. It's we're trying our best to do the best job we can, and I think I feel constantly rewarded by these kids when they come. Who said it? They say the damnedest things or the darndest things. Right.
Art Linkletter.
But they really come up. There are some brilliant kids that we have in this school district, and I get to see it now a lot, and seeing what in the way kids are writing, and it's quite. We've got some pretty. I mean, you should come to a press conference. We have these press conferences, and these kids, whether it's the what are the press conference we've given? Oh, the fire. We had the fire chief.
Yeah, the State Street fire. Yeah,
the State Street fire. Yeah. And one of our budding reporters stood up to ask a question, and when they do that, they're wearing their press passes, and they have to announce themselves, what paper they're from, and they can say the New York Times if they want, or the.
Sometimes they come up with papers that they want to make themselves. Right. Like. So,
but one of our budding reporters got up and said, "Was my dad at that fire?" So it's a small. We benefit from the small town part of this too. So we mix. We try to mix. We always try to mix. So we've got Tate from Main Street coming on Monday, but the kids in advance are reading a New York Times story about a barber shop in New York, right? So they get a chance to see what a real professional journalist does, and then they get to see the kinds of questions they get to ask, and it's been fun. We try to mix the... I mean, fun, and I like to think that the kids are learning something. We've got some, you know, we don't have all of the assessments are not in yet because we're too new, but we've had some good early signs of kids doing well on their literacy ELA tests from the state, and it's really nice.
Oh, that's great. Peter, did the school district have to go out and raise money from grants for this project?
Thank you for asking. No! No, this is our own doing. We are a nonprofit, schoollifemedia.org. We're a nonprofit. We have a board who have been very supportive, and we have been fundraising to support the program. So if you want to look up School Life Media on the web and send money in, we can. We are a nonprofit. It's tax deductible. And
is it schoollifemedia.org?
.org.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
School life, all one word. School. Try and put that. I was warned not to do that, but
you might have to
get your spelling book out. Schoollifemedia.org. You're right. But anyway, we're nonprofit and we're raising money all the time. I mean, I'm new at this, but we're raising money all the time, and we've got some good.
So when was School Life Media formed? In the beginning of this whole venture?
I think officially about 3 or 4 years ago. I don't have the date
and
in front
of me. Is
that
when it started, four years ago?
Well, we started working on it, sure. Yeah. This is not a fly-by-night thing. We've been working on it, and I like to hope that all our lesson plans are sophisticated and would pass the sophistication test. But anyway, we started about 3 or 4 years ago raising money. I had some good sponsors to help get us going.
So would you like to take this to other school systems?
That's the idea.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Hudson has been a wonderful testing ground, and mm-hmm. I think it's showed that it's very possible to do. And now that we have a fairly lengthy curriculum and lesson plans already going, I think it's something we can take on the road. I mean, we're not quite ready yet, but it's definitely, I think, other districts. I'm going to start probably talking to districts in the Columbia County and seeing whether they'd like something like that. Yeah.
So we've been talking to Peter, I always make the mistake. Peter Meyer.
Who'd you mix? Who do
Mayer? Mayer.
Oh, that's it. Yeah,
I always make that mistake.
Debbie
Mayer. Yeah, Peter Meyer and Olivia Oddy about the junior journalism program at the middle school here in Hudson.
Intermediate school.
The intermediate school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And here's an article called "Stick Bug."
You want to read it?
And I'm wondering, is that
a good one?
Do they mean stink bug?
Is that a typo? Does it mean stink bug?
No, it's stick.
It's a stick bug.
Yeah,
I've seen a stick bug.
Go ahead. So this is a good example. You're open. Ellen's opening one of the stories. We call them final stories. The kids have done a couple of drafts on this story, and they've written about what in this case was a New York Times story. About a stick bug. And we had, not only did they read the story and do the critical reading form, but we also had a teacher, a high school teacher, right?
Yeah, Mr. Bueller, who came in for a press conference and talked about robotics with the kids.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
He tried to, but most of their questions were about how many kids he had.
where he went to college, how old he was.
They wanted to get background information.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, you know, it's immersive journalism.
This is really, it's
and,
been a...
And you had you interviewed the mayor of Hudson, apparently.
No, Ellen, you've made...
There wasn't
that was
interview.
A mistake. We thought that was part of this program, and it was not.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
It was Miss Smith at the intermediate school was doing that, a similar project on her own.
Yes. I see.
Which, by the way, there...
Sorry.
That's all right. It's part of what we want to do is bring journalism and not only that, the intermediate school has a little newspaper that they publish.
Oh, that was part of that.
Well, no, I don't even in this case, no, but it's nice for us to know that journalism and what makes journalism a teaching tool is being seen more and more by teachers.
Yeah.
The big difference what we do is we really have the kids working with, they have reporters' notebooks. That's the first thing. They get a reporter's notebook, and we have them take notes. And, man, it's tough.
Well, I hear that the local Common Council president loves being interviewed by young journalists, so you should put him on your agenda.
Who's that? The mayor?
No, the local Common Council president.
Oh, the Common Council. Oh, that's you.
Oh, my gosh. So if you're planning in the future for your politician to come in, I'm your man.
Okay.
Got it.
Good. There we go.
Anyway, well, thank you for coming in, telling us all about this program. I hope you get more support. StudentLifeMedia.org.
SchoolLifeMedia.
I'm sorry. Oh. It's junior. Thank you. See, that's why you need a girl, Gal Friday.
You get a raise.
I still don't know what that means.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, you should go watch. There's a movie called His Gal Friday. It's one of the greatest movies ever made.
Okay.
SchoolLifeMedia.org if you'd like to show your support with some cashola for this great project.
Or volunteer.
Volunteer.
Come visit.
Yeah.
Right. Help. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for having us. It's
You're
terrific.
Welcome. Thank you, Peter and Olivia. All
thank right. you. Okay.
Come back again.
Yeah. And maybe at some point we bring the kids.
We'll
the
bring
kids.
Some kids.
Yeah.
That'll be.
Yeah. We'll interview them. Show them what it's.
I know. It's better. Okay, are we off the air yet now?
No, we're still on the air. We don't ever go off. We probably should have music prepared so we could. But we'll say goodbye and, you know. Right, goodbye, you. Peter. Don't curse on the way out. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Peter Meyer and Olivia Atti, thank you for coming in.